Welcome to Lending a Hand with your host, Keaton Lender.
First off, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, buddy. How's your night going?
Dude, it's great. I mean, Christmas just started about an hour ago for you.
Yeah.
For everybody joining us, this is my good friend all the way from Canada, Stephen, and I don't want to botch your last name again, Miraldi?
Minardi. Close. Minardi.
Why did I think there was a... Okay. Minardi. Stephen Minardi. I'll tag you and stuff in it, but
it's all good.
I like how you're going under your wife's name on here, Jennifer.
Dude, I didn't know how to use this thing.
You're not using Zoom?
I was like, all right, cool. I logged in, and all of a sudden, it's like, you have an account. I was like, let's use it.
Yeah, man.
Well, it was
go
faster.
Live on mine, but I'm not going to go live or anything. We're a little too tipsy for that. We'll say
something. Yeah. Don't want to... can't edit. You know what I mean?
It's a weird time.
Yeah, that's exactly edit. It, man. It's way too weird, dude.
But also, that's the great thing about being on a podcast. Like, I was just over at my good friend Jen Bailey's house having some drinks and kind of doing the Christmas thing. And she has the number one morning radio show in Arkansas, KLAZ.
Oh, nice.
And she's the host of it. She's badass. And she was just talking about like the differences in radio and podcasting. Like, there's obviously, she's a little bit different. She's a lot different than she is on the air. She's much more conservative on the air. Yeah,
for sure. Because you have to be, because they have laws and regulations on the air. You know what I mean? Podcaster, say whatever the heck you want.
Stockholders.
Oh yeah, it's all public. It's public owned, so that means that it's a public stock, and they want to make money. So they want to know what's going to be said before it's being said, because they don't want to lose money. That's why Howard Stern's not there anymore.
That's what worries me about Joe Rogan, man. Like, eventually Spotify, because they own him.
Yep.
They're going to be like, "You're pushing the limits, bro."
Oh yeah.
Too much alien talk.
Yeah, I don't know if there's ever enough alien talk.
There's definitely not. That's one of my favorite things about like topics that he discusses.
Oh yeah, definitely. But like, I don't know, if you want to go do peyote and like run through the forest or something, it's like as a nature call, that's up to you, man. But like, that's not my thing. But hey, let's talk about aliens all day.
And that's, I think, what makes him so good at what he does is that he can talk to so many different people.
Oh yeah, everybody, man. Like. Just anybody, like everybody could relate to something he talks about. That's what makes him such a good podcaster too. Like, I don't know, he's just really good at what he does that way. Like, he's just he's a speaker though. That's what he does for a living. He's good at talking.
Storyteller. Yeah.
Right.
I wish I was as good as those guys. I could never be a stand-up comic, and maybe I'm putting myself down, but I don't think I could be a stand-up comic because I can't remember lines. Like, I'm just trying to be natural, and like, we put nothing down on this podcast. We're just like, let's just jump on here because we're
just
overdue for a show.
Exactly, and it's Christmas, and we're not doing anything, so let's give her.
I can
give her.
Hear your wife rapping.
Rapping gifts over here.
It makes me nothing but happy. No, it makes me nothing but happy because I love Christmas.
You're making Keaton happy, babe.
Not
he could low-key hear you rap gifts.
No,
sorry, buddy. I had to blow that. She's smiling and laughing right now. It's all good. You made her night,
good.
Too. That's
good.
What's up.
Well, as long as we can make somebody smile on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up. But, man, no. Yeah, Joe Rogan and, like, the other dude, like, I don't know if you've been, like, you've been watching wrestling, right?
I have.
Pat McAfee, man. That guy went from being a punter for the Colts to being a serious satellite, or not even a serious, a podcast, to a serious satellite radio host, to now working for the WWE, to being a WWE wrestler. That's living the dream right there, man. Like, I don't know where he got his cornflakes from, but shoot, man, I should have ate more cornflakes or Wheaties or something growing up.
I'm glad you said it like that, cornflakes. Like, I think he naturally is talented.
Oh,
because
yeah.
When he was with the Colts as a punter, you could see he was just a little – he was the best punter in the league, but he was hitting people hard. He was – doing things, he was talking shit as a
dude. No,
and
that's
so
just
guy,
ridiculous.
Yeah,
but oh, Such a good
He had
speaker.
A little bit. You got to have the sauce, you know?
Yeah. And it's like an ego as well, though. Like, I don't know where he got it, but like, maybe he was just, I don't know. He used to be the best, like, you know, maybe the best hacky sack player in the locker room or something. I don't know.
Maybe. What are you egotistical in? Weird question.
He's skateboarding. I don't know. I think I'm pretty good at it, but
yeah.
And that and I don't know, law. I like to debate people when it comes to stupid things in law.
You're good at that. We have a lot of good debates in the Instagram DMs. You and me.
Oh yeah.
That's why sure. I was not that we'll get debatable on here because we're
no, not at all. I'm just hanging out, but it's always fun.
I'm all for a good debate. So skateboarding. I don't know if you knew this, but my half brother, didn't really
still your brother, man. Still your brother.
Yeah, yeah. He lives closer to you than he does me, but he won the California Invitational, I believe.
Nice.
Was, 16. I think he beat out Tony Hawk.
That's dirty, man. That's awesome.
And like
someone
has
to.
Professional. And I think from the stories I've been told, he just kind of lost focus and kind of started partying and stuff. But
that'll do it.
That will do it. But interesting. I mean, he would come up like later on in life when he would come and visit. I remember this one specific experience. My friends were out there. They'd never met him. They were trying to skateboard too, and they were good. He comes out there. He's like, give me the board. I'll show you a trick. I'll show you how to work it. And they're like, you can't do anything, old man, because he's 30.
Right.
And he comes out there. He does an impossible.
No way. Just flat ground. Just
first time. First.
Okay. That's crazy.
Their
man.
Mouth go. Like just dropped. It was hilarious.
I couldn't even do that now, man. I'm almost 30. I can't just hop on a board and do an impossible anymore. That's just nuts, dude. That's awesome. Yeah. That's just ballsy.
So my ego is with talking. I think I think I'm a good talker, but I don't think I'm a great talker. I just
I never thought about that. Talking is definitely something that definitely I could out talk anybody just like you. It's not out talking, it's just I like to make the story not better or over exaggerating it, but I make it so, you know, I'm not going in the front door and going out the back door. I'm like showing you all the houses or all the rooms in the house, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Man, ego is so interesting. It's a topic I've been discussing with all my friends. So, and hey, before we get into this, I want you to introduce yourself, Mr. Stephen Minardi. Did I get it right that time?
Yeah, you did get it that time.
I have so many friends that have a similar name. Like Minardi is, I feel like I've heard that a million times, but so sometimes I forget it and I'm terrible with names. Like funny story, I just recently called my boss, one of my ex-bosses. First day of work, I called her by my other boss's name.
Oh, how'd that go for you?
I mean, I got fired, but you know.
Wait, not the same day though, right?
No. A couple
months. Oh, okay. Later. Oh, that's sales, fine.
It's all good.
Yeah, well, that just, you know.
Everybody, what?
Sorry, man. I can't. I'm still laughing.
What you do? No, you're good. Tell everybody where you're from, what you do, what you're about, and how we became like connected. Because obviously, you're up there in Canada.
Yeah, well, I'm from Canada. I'm 28 years old. I work as a shipping and receiving supervisor at a silicone company that makes medical products. I'm buried.
What's the name of the company?
Silcotech. Silcotech. We make the Devo.
Might have some business people listening. So I would hope that they could like look you up on Google and be like, wow, that's cool. I might.
Oh, yeah. We make the Devo cup, but like it's medical purposes, like silicone, like that. But I don't even know if I was allowed to say that, to tell you the truth. But
sign an NDA, oh shit.
Right, no, well, I
why wouldn't you be able to tell me that? Hold on.
Because I did sign one of those at work. I just don't know what it's for.
Not for telling people what your product is, because you're kind of a spokesman for the company.
That's what I thought, right. I'm supposed to be able to promote it, but yeah, I don't know.
Because you never know. Somebody could be listening to the show and be like, Silotech? Am I saying that correct? Silco.
Like silicone.
Silk.
So Silco Tech.
How do you spell that?
C-I-L-C-O-T-E-C-H. Silco Tech.
See, I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah. It's like silicone.
We don't know how to spell. We're not as smart as you guys in Canada.
No, it's okay. We spell things like weird up here too. Like, I don't know. How do you spell color? I know you spell color different.
Did your wife say something? What'd she say?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, they do spell it different down there. And I was like, yeah.
Dude, do y'all do sweet tea up there?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Like, you mean like iced tea, right?
No, I mean with sugar in it.
Well, yeah, that's what iced tea is up here.
We put the sugar okay, in
you
it
mean you serve. Mean like you mean like hey, this is gonna be like completely weird, and everybody in the States is gonna think I'm completely Canadian offside. But so you mean you make tea, you put sugar into it, right? You take the tea bags out, then you put it in the fridge, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we call that iced tea, bro.
No, we call iced tea unsweet tea because we're not sure. We're like, wait, did you unsweet it? Because some people don't put sugar in their tea because they're maniacs.
Bro, that just doesn't make any sense. That's like not putting sugar in your coffee.
It doesn't make sense. So what else do they do different in Canada for like Christmas?
For Christmas?
Anything different?
I think we're pretty close on Christmas things.
By the way, Santa is... oh my fucking God. He's in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
No, get the hell out of here.
I gotta put this.
Dude, no.
I gotta take XP.
He's in Arkansas right now.
He's in Arkansas. No,
no, he's not, dude.
He is in Arkansas, in Fayetteville. Wow. Amazing. That's where the University of Arkansas is. I went to school there for a long time.
Well, that's good. Well, at least that's not the most racist city in the entire States. That's the other one, right?
We won't mention it.
Yeah. That's the one.
It's not that bad. They just have like two billboards.
Oh, there's two. That's cool. That's two more than anybody else.
I'm not promoting.
That's two more than anybody else.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I really don't travel to the States.
What are you smoking over there?
It's a cigarette. I haven't even lit it yet. I was going to actually ask you if I could smoke it on the podcast, but I guess it's too late now, isn't it?
I try to mimic this podcast about like Joe Rogan's, like, smoke weed, do crack. I don't care. You're in
well,
Canada.
I'm not smoking
legal.
Crack. No, crack's not
don't
legal
smoke crack.
Here, dude.
Don't smoke
no,
crack.
No, you guys have legalized crack. Where's that? Iowa or Ohio?
Oregon, I think just
Oregon, yeah, Oregon or something. Drugs, and that's messed up, dude. Like I could just go down there and like take like three drops of acid and just walk around normally.
You know, you say it's messed up and I it's not something I promote just first off, but I don't think it's messed up because statistics show that in places where drugs are more legalized,
the crime rate
amount of people
down.
That do them are much lower because sure. It's something about human. Like if I tell you can't do that, Steven, you're going to be like, bullshit. Watch this.
That's true. That's true. My mom said be home by 10. I was home at 10:05 just cause.
Bitch.
Respectable. No, respectable, but still a rebel.
Yeah. The human brain thinks like that, man.
It totally does, dude.
We don't like to be controlled.
No.
You were going to ask something just a minute ago. Do you remember what you were saying before I got talking about the what's different in Canada than Arkansas for Christmas?
No, because I was too focused on that.
In the moment, baby. In the moment.
That's how we're doing it tonight, man.
Dude, I'm honest to God. I didn't set a script, and I normally set like two or three points to talk about.
We tried to, and then you're just like, nah. We'll get around to something.
And I'm loving it. It's working perfect.
Dude,
it's we're not going to make this Christmas. Like 4 hours long, everybody. Yeah. This is going to be at most an hour. At the
literally.
Most. Just because we all got shit to do. It's Christmas. I want you to spend it with your family.
Yeah,
I'm probably
going
to be drunk by then. So.
Oh, I'm getting there too, buddy. I'm about to crack some more wine, but the wife might not be happy. But guess what? That's what Christmas is all
happy
about.
Happy wife, happy life.
Right.
Can she hear me?
No.
Oh,
and she's not even here right
points.
Now. 1 second. Hey, babe.
Points. No, you don't have to bring her there.
Keaton said, happy wife, happy life. And I said, yeah. And he's like, wait, is she there? I want the brownie points. I was like, no, you got them. She said, no, she's like registered.
How many people do that on a daily basis?
They not
like,
very many.
They wait to do something nice so that they get seen for it.
Oh, dude, like everybody on social media. That's doing self-promoting. Like
it's a problem.
My favorite right now is the ones that I like what they're doing. The gesture is great. The approach is terrible. The execution, stop doing it for the clout. I love when people go and feed the homeless and give them stuff, but don't record it for your own clout. It's not worth it, man. Like they're not sitting there trying to record you.
I'm recording you right now.
Well, no, I'm recording you as well, but no, actually I'm not. I'm not recording this, but I figured you were, and I could just get a copy afterwards, but
It'll be on YouTube, I'm sure.
I know. I'm just playing with you.
By the way, it's here in Central Time Zone. It's 1:34, 12:34.
Wait, you're? Oh yeah, I'm 1:34 right now. I'm Eastern Time.
Yeah, because you're where now?
I'm in just north of Toronto, so I'm Caledon.
Okay, how far is that?
From you? Or from Toronto?
From Toronto, not from me. An hour from Toronto?
About that, yeah. Caledon? Maybe a little. Caledon. C-A-L-D-E-O-N.
Okay, cool. Hey, well,
I don't even know if I spelled that.
I'm going to go live on Facebook, I think.
I just noticed that it says live on Facebook. So guess what? We're going live on Facebook now.
I did not.
No, we're not. I didn't even realize that was a thing.
Why not? I feel like it would be fun. Like if we get some people, I doubt anybody's up at 12:30
on Christmas, but yo, guess what? The people that are probably need somebody to hang out with. So why not?
Exactly. Maybe they can just chill with us.
I'm down with it.
Fun. But anyways, man, we have a lot of good shit to talk about. We can go on forever.
Oh,
let's not start with the geeky stuff like wrestling and sports. But
right. Oh, I got one.
Okay.
Stimulus checks you guys got in the States. Whatever. What happened there, man?
Oh,
what
man.
Happened there? Like, I'm not. I don't know, man. Like, I work and stuff like that.
Arkansas,
but like,
everybody, sorry, I did not update that. He just left the States. Stimulus checks. Feel free. This is something everybody.
What was? Yeah. What's up with that, man?
It's $600. Apparently, there are so many fucking loopholes, and I've got friends that are in loopholes. Like I've got a friend, not to be mentioned, that you know the first stimulus check we got $1,200 here in the United States.
Oh yeah,
in June.
Yeah.
One of my buddies. He
was that monthly or biweekly?
It was neither. It was one check.
Oh.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Oh, wow.
It's nothing.
Okay.
It's nothing, right?
One.
But that's per household.
Oh, that's great.
Excuse me. Per person per household. Excuse me. Per person per household.
I'm going to let you finish, but...
I laugh too because like $1,200, like I make that in 2 weeks.
That's not even a rent
normally
paycheck
I make that
or a
week,
mortgage.
But... Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's silly, and now it's $600, and everybody's like, I don't know,
a one time $600.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not.
It's weird, right? I love seeing your reaction here.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the north of the border side on this.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying. So when this first started in March, a lot of people lost their jobs. Yeah, I was even laid off for a little while. We got $2,000.
Manager, aren't you? In a supply chain company.
Yeah, but we still had to close down a little bit. We had to shorten our numbers. And I didn't really care because I didn't mind the time off. So I volunteered for it. But it was also because we were getting $2,000 a month from the government.
Every month,
$2,000.
Everybody.
And then,
do you remember the name of that? Like,
yeah, it was called CERB, C-E-R-B, Canadian CERB. Emergency Relief Benefit.
Y'all use C's for everything. I've heard you say.
Well, it's because C is Canada.
And then
no, that starts with an S.
Silicon. Oh, okay, never mind.
Silicone starts with an S, buddy.
I know that. I thought you said it started with a C. Excuse me, but CERB.
Yeah, no. That would be pretty cool, though. I'll suggest it to the company. Maybe we'll switch it up just for you, buddy. But yeah, no. Everything like government starts with a C up here. I don't know. We're weird that way. But yeah,
Canada
so that one's called
weird, but it's
CERB.
Fucking awesome too.
Hey, I got free healthcare too, so that's not bad.
Exactly.
Well, it's
so
not
free.
It's not free. I pay taxes, so.
But taxes are cheap as fuck.
Not really. I still my taxes are like if it depends what tax bracket you're in. If you make under $40,000 a year, you're doing okay. If you make over $40,000 a year, you're considered middle class, and then that'll boy.
Cheers.
And then anything over like $90,000 to $100,000 a year, you're getting taxed hard up here, buddy.
How hard are you talking?
If you're making, let's say, $90,000 to $100,000 a year,
102 a year,
102 a year, that probably means that you're taking home like $75,000. But people that, but people that are making $102,000 a year, you got to realize that they're getting bonuses that are untaxable because they're tax bonuses. No, okay. Not if they're done properly. Oh, okay. And your and our benefits up here are ridiculous.
Exactly. You know, if you make three, the cutoff for us, that's close to ours, but I know like it really jumps once you hit 300,000.
Oh, I'm okay. Not I don't I know about that.
Because I don't make yeah. Hey, everybody. Hopefully I can. I need to get some of those donations.
Yeah, one day. Everybody donate to Keaton. A good podcast, good show. Everybody who can, let's do it. It's Christmas time. Let's get it going for Keaton. He's a good man. He could use everything he got right here, man. The guy got some supplies. His bottle's almost empty, everybody. We got to refill it.
I'm having a great time, though. I'm enjoying life in the moment.
That's what it is, buddy. I just figured I'd give you a quick plug.
I appreciate that. I plug myself enough, believe me. It's crazy. I was talking about this with Jen earlier tonight. That this, I've seen so many TikTok videos. Do you do TikTok at all?
No, man. My daughter does, though, and I just think it's ridiculous because she's like sitting at the fridge going,
your daughter's smart as shit. Your daughter's
and I'm
smart
like,
as shit.
What are you doing?
Oh.
She's six, dude.
Maybe not with the dances, but like, whew, that's a tough one. Maybe not with the dances, but it's an interesting platform. So I'll give you one person I've been following. It's this gentleman who has made this homeless woman famous. And he goes up every day, pulls up in his car, and like pulls up and he says, rolls his window down, and she like pops out the garbage.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I've seen that on Instagram. He bought her our apartment. Yes, that kind of relates back to what I'm saying. He got famous for helping a homeless person for his own clout.
I understand that part.
Guess what? The lady got the lady's good. Right. The lady's great. Don't get me wrong. She would never have that. Also, not trying to be wrong.
It helped him for the clout.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to play devil's advocate. Well, I am going to play devil's advocate here, but she lived in boxes where there was more than one box. So I'm sure there was more than one person there. You just gave that person an apartment. How long before that becomes a trap house?
Is a trap house better than no house?
Is a trap house for the person who just bought it towards the landlord or to whoever is renting it is not a good scene. Now you have a bunch of people in there smoking whatever substances. Like, I'm also playing devil's advocate. It could go the complete other way, and maybe she'll be like, oh my gosh, this is a blessing from God. I'm going to change my life around. But let's be real here. If she wanted to do that, she probably would have already done that before she was living in a co-op of cardboard boxes.
I know. I can't wait to see the follow-up on some of this shit.
Absolutely.
Like, that's it's the problem with social media, is that it just shows the good side of shit and the good side of people, when really we're all kind of fucked up.
For this.
But I don't even know. Man, there's so many shows that show the bad stuff, but those things are labeled negative, right?
I don't know. I love Jerry Springer. Been loving it since I was a kid. That's right. The bad stuff, yeah, and it gets promoted. And actually,
Dr. Phil. How about
Dr. Phil's.
What's the girl? Bad Barbie. Is that her name? Is
Cash Me Outside girl. Yeah.
She's a rapper. She's a rapper. She makes 3 to 5 million a year.
That's disgusting.
Danielle Brunet.
Yes, that's her name. Danielle Brunet or whatever.
How much is Danielle Brunet worth?
And guess what? We're even doing it ourselves. We're giving her more clout than she was actually worth. No wonder she's worth $3.2
million. It's crazy. This is something I'm very interested in, because I live in a state that is historically a late adopting state. Like, I bet you it'll be surprising to see how many listens we get on this show, because people just don't like to listen to other people talk. And that is an ego thing, if you ask me, because I listen to people talk all day. I'm not trying to.
It's weird. Yeah, me too, man. I do it purely based on the fact that I only being alone in my car. So it makes me feel like someone
else.
But so
many people, when they're
alone
in their car, they want to listen to music. Jam out. Same for me. I'm like, because I feel that I'm growing when I'm listening to other people. Now, if it's dumb shit, even if it's dumb shit, even if it's dumb shit, I'm like, I'm laughing, I'm growing.
Because you're learning some from their point of view. Even if it's funny or dumb, that's their point of funny or dumb, which may not be your point of funny or dumb, but you thought it was funny now because he just explained that to you. You might not have even known that, but now it's funny to you. So you are still learning.
It's an ego problem we have in this country, or not on, in this world, is people don't, they have a hard time learning. It's like you hit 18, you hit 22, those graduating years, 28 if you're me, whatever.
Wait, you graduated from high school at 28 years old?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Wow, you don't half-ass anything, eh? You go all out.
Dude, I went to college for 8 freaking years, man.
That's man.
No, it was not man. It was girl. No, it was out of, no, that sounded sexist. No, it was neither. It was terrible.
I got
bullshit.
I got what you're saying, though, but yeah.
It was just, and well, I would have got thrown under the man bus. Like, people would have been like, that was sexist. You said it was, you're a man for going. So, we live in a weird fucking world, man. Have you seen this shit going on? Like,
people, oh, dude, like, I have, man. It's not like that in Canada, dude. It is a little bit, but not as much as you guys. Like, I don't know, man. You guys had that whole Me Too movement. That was kind of big up here. But then, like, as soon as the Black Lives Matter movement, what happened to Me Too? I'm just saying. What happened to Me Too?
Me Too jumped. Me Too was only the white women, by the way.
Well, yeah, of course.
Me Too was the white. So here's what happened. The Me Too women, they saw the black movement coming, and they said, oh, let me cut in line and join you guys. And now it's just the black movement. And somehow the Me Too movement is in there.
That's true. Well, somebody did cut. Yeah, okay. Well, you don't even touch that word because that's just, you don't even do that. That's hate all over the place.
And you got to get
bad comments as long as you don't check your views and cues. Which is really weird to me because we should be able to talk freely about anything because
you guys are so nice in Canada.
We try to be, man. I'm sorry, but no, I said sorry on purpose. I said sorry on purpose, but.
I need to live in Canada. It's too damn cold, though, brother. You just messaged me. What was it? What was the first snowfall of the year? Was it September?
Ours was September, yeah, dude. And that was 23 centimeters, which is, what, like 2 inches to you guys? 2 inches?
Yeah. We don't get 2 inches. I haven't got 2 inches of snow, and we won't all year in Hot Springs.
Oh, dude, that's our first.
Where I live.
I have to have a snowblower just to, like, get out of my driveway.
Although it's freezing cold tonight and the wind chill is 18 degrees here. So that's pretty cold. 18 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay. So that would be negative 15 here or something like that, maybe. I don't know.
Negative. You do.
I don't know the math, man.
0 Celsius is 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right. Freezing. But it's not the 32 degree difference, though, because I've looked at it. It's not like that. The formula on it is like some crazy mathematician shit. Weird. And I just don't even do it. I just go to Google and I say, hey.
You say, what's up? Hey, by the way, Santa is in Milwaukee. He's getting closer to you. Dang. Milwaukee's what, about 300 miles?
Yeah, that's true. You know what I've always wondered about Santa?
What?
He always leaves the North Pole, like, and dashes out, right? Like, why doesn't he just hit the closest house to him? It'd probably save a lot more time instead of hitting it on the way back.
Man, that's a good question. Shoot.
I'm just saying, dude.
What city are you in again, Steven?
Me, Caledon. That's the city I am.
How do you spell that?
Caldon or Edon? Edon.
I'm trying to zoom in here. I can share my screen. Here, I'll share my screen with you. Boom, boom. 1 second. Let me figure out how to do that. More.
No. I would give you my address again, but I don't really want to do it on live and on the thing, you know? Yeah, that's just crazy talk.
I'm trying to share my screen with you.
I love how it says my name's Jennifer on the top, though. I'm loving that.
I kind of do, too. Why not?
See, we're not sexist. We're not about that. We love everybody. My name's Jennifer.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't share my screen, but oh well.
Whatever.
We'll figure it out.
He's not that close to me, man. He's in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is...
He's delivering 10,000 presents a second, just so you know. I see the numbers. It's going 10, 20, 30. I'm like, that's a second.
Yo, this dude, that's Amazon numbers.
I'm either convinced Santa Claus has drones or he's a time traveler who can just pause time, like in the
like Santa Matt Groening. Claus.
Matt Groening.
Yeah, the guy who wrote The Simpsons. I swear he's a time traveler. Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. He is a time traveler. But I was thinking Tim Allen from The Sandlot.
Oh, I like that, too.
He stops time.
Yeah, you can just stop it.
But, dude, The Simpsons guy is deaf. What is his name again?
I don't even know if I said it right, but I'm pretty sure it's so bad with Groening, names, man. Groening or something.
I've been your friend for 2 years almost, and I
and you still messed up my last name, but it's okay.
Minaldi.
Minardi. There we go. We'll do it again sometime.
I'm bad with it, man. It's all good, I don't even know some of my best friends. My best friend of 20 years, Michael Hall. I don't know his birthday. It's either
him. Well, at least you got his name right. Shit. So 20. So 18 more years, you'll have my name right. All right, I got it. Won't remember my birthday, but at least you'll know my name.
Well, you get what you get. I'll remember other details. I'll be like, you remember that time in band camp?
Oh, like, I do remember that time at band camp.
No, you don't. You don't remember shit in band camp. Nobody does.
No. Anybody who went to band camp doesn't remember anything.
The band camp, man, I wish I had a chance to go there.
Honestly, I wish I was one of those kids that went to like the astronaut camps or something like that. Like,
I didn't go either, man.
Dude, I wish I did.
You wanted to do that in Canada or what?
No, we did. I just wasn't ever like one of those kids that was like, oh, I'm gonna achieve that in my life. I was like, yeah, no, that takes way too much academics. Oh, I had nothing like, yeah, I was too, but like, even then, like, if you were smart enough, you'd get, like, whatever in Canada. It doesn't cost money to do things like that. Like, the government will pay for you if you get sponsored that way. Like, if you get picked to go do something for your school, the school pays for you to go. Damn, but, like, really? I just really didn't have that ambition when I was a kid. I was just like, yeah, let's play sports. Like, that's what I was all about. But, like, dude, I really wish that play? I, like, hockey? Me, I put, yeah, no, actually. I never actually played hockey. I did three practices and, I had some failing grades in my dad came to my house. My parents are split up, so he drove for like 2 hours and came and broke my hockey stick and grabbed my equipment. So ever since then, I've been a really aggressive kid and played lacrosse. And
okay, that's my second guess.
I like hitting people with a stick. So, but yeah, no, it was lacrosse, basketball, and I played a bit of football here and there, but baseball was my favorite.
How much basketball did you play?
I played all the way from grade 6 to grade 12. And then,
so you're pretty okay. So you like, how tall are you? Like 6'2"?
I'm 6, right on the money.
Right on the money. Damn, I wish.
Well,
I
was 5'11". a little bit bigger maybe now, but I think that's just because like my feet have gotten more swollen over the years of being an adult.
So you're actually like 6'1", maybe.
Maybe now, yeah, but I feel like I'll start shrinking now as stress.
That's
comes.
Like osteoporosis will eventually kick you like 60 or something. You'll be like 5'10", 5'7".
Oh, yeah. Maybe look like a question mark or something. You know what I mean? You gotta get some fusion rods. I don't know.
Shit, man. My dad had polio his whole life. His back was like this.
Oh, funny, no way.
It's, awesome. Yeah.
It's not that funny. It's funny.
Dude,
I wish I was
5. I'm 5'10", like yeah. On the dot. I wish I was 5'11" because I'd lie so hard and say I'm 6 foot. Just dude. Give me 6 because I was 6 foot.
So does every other. So does every other guy who's 5'11".
Imagine if you're 6'10". You gonna lie that you're 7 foot?
Probably. Oh, definitely. No, actually, I don't think you would. I don't know. Yeah, you'd want to. Actually, yeah, I would. I don't even.
Because you know, I mean, because how many other? Because I don't lie about it. Because I meet a 6 foot person, I'm like, shit.
Okay, I can't get away with that.
Maybe I'm 5'9".
Yeah. No, maybe I'm 5'9". But, dude, no. If
like
I was like,
question, I'm like, don't. Yeah.
If I was 6'10", bro, I'd walk around telling people I was like 7'3". Who's going to question you?
Right.
The only other person is going to be like 7'1". And that doesn't really, yeah, that doesn't happen very often. If you do, you're not going to say that because you're going to be like, wow, I haven't been dwarfed in a while.
Shit. Thank you, brother.
Right?
Appreciate you.
And I feel like you and him would be great friends without even talking. You'd just be like, and you would see each other from across the room, obviously, because no one else is that tall. So wherever you guys look, you would see each other. Like, dude, I feel like it doesn't even matter. Any song that comes on, you're like, yeah, my boy. Like, that's the only guy you can see. So like, I feel like you guys would automatically become best of friends. Like, at the end of the night, you guys would probably be like, yeah, good night, bro.
Dude, that is great. That actually is perfect.
I don't know, man.
I gotta find a tall.
Wait, I'm not seven I'm not foot, tall, but I so, feel like that's what I'd do if I was 7 foot, man. I don't know.
I feel that way. We have that kind of friendship a little bit. Like, we've never actually met in person.
No.
Just tell people about this.
Yeah.
You actually found me through my podcast, didn't you? Or was it Instagram?
Both, actually. I saw your podcast and then I Instagrammed you. And that's I was your I first donator.
You were. You were my very first man. Something I appreciate.
That's a long time back, man. It's been a long time.
You know, one of my friends, I got to give him a shout out, Kevin. He probably doesn't even listen to the show. But my sister, she's really one of my good friends I've known for a while. But he's donated every month to my show.
Nice.
And for the entire time I've been on, for 2 years.
And he doesn't even listen.
And I don't know. He might.
He might.
If he does, I appreciate it. But I doubt it because he's a nuclear fucking engineer. And
dang.
He works 17-hour days for the Army.
Navy, we should give a shout-out to him for sure.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, not to mention for your country as well. Like, give a big shout-out to him, man. 100%.
Shout-out from the Canadian
country. Yeah, buddy, 100%, man. Hey, we're all partners still.
Have you ever been to the U.S.?
Me, yes. I went to Detroit once. Guess what? Wasn't the greatest experience for the United States.
Went to Detroit once.
And dude, no, I was like in like the heart of Detroit, bro. Like I literally stayed in the GM hotel.
You don't want to go to Detroit first. That's a terrible decision.
Bro, no, I went Detroit. It's just, I went for a concert and it wasn't really my choice. That's what Big the concert Sean? Was. No, He's what do you just He's look at Detroit. Me and I think I listened to Big Sean.
I love Big Sean.
Bless I do him, too, but like that him. Wasn't my first go-to there.
Yeah, good point.
But no, anyway, so yeah, I went there, and actually, if you really want to know, I was pretty young, and it was actually a Christian concert, it was POD, and I went with a church, because I was a Sunday school teacher.
I love POD, man.
When I was a kid. Damn. So, but yeah, no, anyway, but dude, best part of that, I was a young guy, I was like watching these young kids as well when I was there, like I was a youth leader, I know it's pretty crazy to hear, but anyway, long story short, I was watching these kids and we were like, oh, this is a nice mom and pop restaurant right in the heart of Detroit, dirties ghetto. Like I didn't really realize where I was. I've never been there before. I'm like two blocks from the GM hotel and like the arena, and I'm pretty sure whatever the Tigers stadium or whatever, like the baseball field. Like I literally could see it where we were walking. And I'm like, yeah, let's go to this mom and pop shop. I heard they have good chicken parmesan, and I love chicken parmesan. Little did I know, there was a big African-American man there. And he had more money than I've ever seen in my life. And he was counting it on the corner. Just sitting there like this, just counting probably $30,000 right on the corner in the middle of Detroit. And I was like, now I know what Eminem's talking about.
Sorry, I'm making sure I don't run out of battery here. I got a lot of shit and cords and stuff going down. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
I gotta get a much better setup, but you know, until this podcast starts making me thousands a week. Now
hold your breath, it'll happen.
Then yeah, exactly.
That wasn't sarcastic. That was actually me being stolen.
I know. I did not hear any sarcasm because I'm so confident that I'll make a lot of money in this show. But and this is something we should both think about. Not to rebrand or anything in the middle of the show, but I'm looking to create other sources of income. We can talk about this more, but looking for a co-host to where we can just bring on people and have
anybody
cool conversations
yeah.
like this. Not anybody, fuck Dude. That, because I know a lot of people that I will bring on here.
I like that. I like that. Dude, we actually react pretty good off each other, too.
I agree. It's important.
I'd say.
I've had a lot of people that reach out to me and want to be a co-host. They're like, hey, and I've tried it one time with one girl for like 10 episodes. It went okay, but
yeah.
It was a girl. And no offense to you ladies, but she got a little, not emotional at me, nothing romantic like that, but she got just, I started talking about time.
Involved.
No, not involved. I would say the opposite.
Okay.
Because I was talking about how involved I am with this. I've done this, I think this is episode 109, Christmas Day, 109. And so we would have 10 episodes, and every fucking episode I'd have to be like, oh, you're going to be 25 minutes late. Oh, you're an hour late. Oh, you're going to postpone. And it just got annoying. Because I'm a pretty scheduled person.
Oh, God, yeah.
Shit comes up. Like, you were talking tonight, me and you both. Like, we thought we were going to do this 6 hours ago. And shit came up for me. Shit came up for
you.
I'm cool with that. But we got it done. We're having a good time. But it was, like, every single freaking time. And that just becomes taxing.
Oh, gotcha.
So.
Well, yeah, that's like thing. If you showed up to work late every single day, your boss isn't going to be very happy. And eventually, guess what? That's probable, or that's cause to be let go.
I know, man.
And she wasn't even done it 3 months yet, so you're still on probation.
Do you think we need to give people more time, like, to adjust to a job like that? Like, you have a really good position, right?
No, not at all. Yeah. But guess what? I still have to be where I have to be on time, dude. Like, being on time has nothing to do with the job you have. That's not even relatable to what the job is itself. Guess what? Even if you're a stripper and have to show up to work at 9 p.m., you better be there at 9 p.m. I don't care what you're doing. If you're an escort, you better be on the internet at whatever. If you're an executive at your job, you better be at that meeting in Miami at 2 p.m. I don't care what it is. Time and being orderly and not tardy has nothing to do with your occupation. It has everything to do with the person. Anybody could be the best at their job, but if you don't show up to do your job, are you helping anybody?
I like that a lot.
Hey man, and James Harden too. And LeBron, LeBron could be the best player in the league if he only shows up for half the games in the season. Is he helping?
James Harden just got, and I know you're an NBA fan, but James Harden just got in trouble for literally kind of being late with the COVID response because he didn't do all this stuff.
And killing my fantasy. I picked Harden in my fantasy.
Wait, I'm not in your fantasy? What's going on there?
Dude, I didn't even know. Yeah, that should have been something we should have talked about.
Fantasy basketball is hard.
Dude, it is. Especially when you have no idea that Harden's going to strip clubs. How am I supposed to predict that? I didn't know he was going to the strip club. How was that supposed to be a prediction in my picks?
You got to be on the Instagram account at 2 a.m.
Like, dude, being a fantasy basketball player, like, you have to be a stalker now. It's not even like, oh, it's for fun. It's like, I am seeing exactly what Rondo's doing at 3 in the morning right now to make sure he's in the bubble. Like, what are we doing here? This has become a situation. Like,
dude, that's so
I'm not
true.
Even kidding.
Dude, that's
fantasy
so
used
true.
To be
that's
fun. Now I just feel like a stalker just watching stats and watching, like, Sports
Are you dancing
Center,
on the logo,
ESPN. Dude, seriously. And he said he's going to stop that. Guess what?
He's like,
I'm done doing this.
Because he got lit the fuck up.
Because,
you know, the Dallas.
I don't know. The Jets haven't done it, but they're not doing good.
They won one game. Don't bring up the Jets. I'm still hurt because they beat
Did
my
they
Rams
win one?
Last, they beat my Rams last week.
Oh,
the Rams are 9-4.
That must have hurt.
Now 9-5.
That must have hurt. I can see it in your heart. Sorry. Anyway, we'll move on from that. Sorry, buddy.
Thank you.
We'll take a moment
for it. Happy Christmas,
buddy,
everybody.
Sure. Happy Christmas.
If you are watching.
Sorry about your Rams.
Sorry we haven't been answering any comments on Facebook.
I didn't even know there was any. I can't see them, so.
I can't either. But Fanta is about to be in Winnipeg.
Oh, he's coming to Winnipeg now.
I don't know what his logic is.
Dude, I think he goes by time zones, bro.
He went to El Salvador. They know what they're doing. Dude, this is – and
maybe their gifts are heavier, though. Maybe their gifts are heavier, and he wants to get the weight off first. I don't know.
Let's.
I have, like, four more jokes, but I'm not going to do it.
Hey, let's do this look because we both know the Santa look. What's the marketing behind it? Why has he got to go the central time zone first? Is it because the Eastern time zone people are all up still and like, oh, Santa's only up until you're asleep?
Honestly, I also feel like most of the Eastern time zone Canada and we're just like we're very forgiving, so we don't mind if he's late. We're just like, oh, it's cool, Santa. But you guys down there were like, no, you better be here when you're supposed to be here. We're like, yeah, that's cool, Santa. We actually gave you a couple extra cookies. We figured you're just having a hard night. We're sorry that you're late. You guys are like, no, you're sorry you're late.
American company. This is definitely
for sure, dude.
They have a ton of apps.
It's Google. Google's run. Where is Google? Google's in a. I don't know. I watched that movie with Owen Wilson.
I figured out how to do this. Look at this. Here's where Santa is. Here we go. Can you see it?
I can. He's just kind of west of Minneapolis.
He's going to Winnipeg.
So this okay, so where are you on this?
Where am I?
Yeah.
Right here. Down here in Arkansas. Wow.
Oh, shoot. You're really south, eh?
Like right here. Where the hand is.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
Oh, shoot.
Here.
I thought you were more north than that.
No, man.
You're south of Kansas City?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go up. Let's go north.
Okay.
Okay, now see Winnipeg?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now see do you see Lake Ontario? Do you know where Lake Ontario is there?
Is it right here?
Yeah, right there. Yeah, now zoom that's in right superior. Around the bottom. See Dunluth or whatever? Or, okay, yeah. Okay.
Is this where the heck are we? I don't know, dude. This thing is crazy.
Okay, we're going to. No, there's Thunder Bay. Yeah. Keep going.
Really?
This is nuts. Just for everybody to know, we did not plan this, and that's why we're both extremely excited about what we're doing right now.
Exactly. Where are we at? Or where are you at in here? Should I?
Okay, see Sudbury? Okay, wait. Oh, you just missed it.
Oh, shit.
Go back.
I'm going to go back down right away. Like, okay.
Wow, you're killing this.
Where are you at? I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. Okay, go to the. See where I have an ad there, but see where. Go southeast. Oh. Okay, now go south. Go south all the way.
Nope.
South.
I'm confused. You'll see.
South.
South.
Okay, see south Toronto? Is...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yes.
Bro, I totally like how I'm leaning in and I'm like trying to point it at you, but like me getting closer to my camera is not doing anything for anybody. Like I feel like my mom doing like a FaceTime with me, like I love you, son.
You got a good voice, but you know, you're visually at least you're married.
Yeah, I got a great voice for radio.
Your wife's like
I also got a face for radio.
He's married
too.
Ladies.
Yeah.
So Toronto.
You're doing terrible here.
Well, here's Toronto. Where the fuck are you?
There you go. Okay, now go to Toronto. Now zoom in.
If I zoom in, I think it's going to take me to a different thing. It zooms me into Santa.
Okay, why don't you click on the Toronto thing? Because it's like
we're not on Google Maps.
Oh, right. That'll do it. I like how it took us like a good 2 minutes, 3 minutes to figure this out.
This is a live feed. Look. You can see it down here on my screen in the bottom.
Okay, that time I leaned in just because I'm blind and I have to look at my computer.
Oh, gosh. Now.
Oh, dude, Santa's jamming a basketball net at the live feed. You see that?
Nice, right? All right. So. What?
Well, anyway, that was fun.
Dude, I know, right? That was interesting. Honestly, I'm having a great time.
Me too.
What time are you trying to get to bed? Like, you gotta get to bed so your Santa's coming your way, man.
Yeah, it's like 2:08, babe.
It's 2:08.
Oh, man. Shoot. Yeah. I don't know. We'll do like 15, 20 more minutes if you need to.
I'm all good. Okay. I'm gonna have another smoke. I'm having a blast. I'm actually looking at our conversation earlier on Instagram. And seeing like what we had some good topics planned. So,
You know you're winging it when you have to go back to the conversation and be like, what were we actually going to talk about?
It's not winging it. It's, I really think that I really vibe with you on this, my man. I don't know. We can compliment each other one way or the other. It's like, I don't care about the static when there's a silence and we're just looking up shit on maps. I don't care about that. That doesn't bother me at all.
Dude, that's what it's it the is. Fact
you're cool with it too and you don't get nervous. You know, I've had people on here, they're like, what do we do? I got to go. And they're like, hang up. I'm like, what?
Whoa, fuck? I don't know. If I don't know what to do, I just light a smoke. And I'm just like, hey, we're waiting for some.
Exactly. I'm just like, yeah, it'll come.
I think it's because I listen to a lot of talk radio too. Just, hey.
I think that's probably it. So you get what you're doing.
Sometimes you get
it. You should start a podcast pretty soon.
Yeah, man.
It's easy.
That's not something I'm a... Yeah, I know it's easy, but...
It's not something you want to do. Know. That's bullshit.
I'm not the... It is something I'd want to do, but like it's not. Yeah, I would do that, but like I would need the other person to give me that push to like do the motivation because I'd come home after work.
You want me to do like work? I got you.
I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. But like if I had somebody be like, okay, yo, 6 o'clock tonight, man. Remember, I'd be like, yeah, buddy, I'm there. But yeah, like I've done that. For me you're to like just 7 be like
o'clock.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, you got a fucking family. You got two kids, a third one on the way. Congratulations.
Man. Oh yeah.
That's Thank a you, great buddy. Christmas present. You're a fucking reader. For sure. Over there, you're like,
hey man, gotta spend your money on something.
Yeah, kids, that's the most expensive thing you can have.
Well, it was either like, you know, three of them or two Lambos. I decided, nah, let's go with the kids because the Lambo can't take care of you when you're old.
That's good logic, right there, son. That is good logic. You are speaking
right there. Because the Lambo can't take care of you when you're old.
Very mature 28-year-old. Does your wife love you for that? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. She's older than me, actually.
I know. I love y'all's story. Not that we'll get into it right now, but I love y'all's story later on in life. But, yeah. Dude.
That's for another podcast.
Exactly. And, dude, if you've ever watched a lot of Joe Rogan shows, again, one of my things is I try to – not that I'm Joe Rogan, because I'm not. He's much weaker than I am. No, not that I'm Joe Rogan, but he's he always has, I know, right? He's got people on there several times because they're his actual friends, like Joey Diaz.
Yeah, and, like they're actually his friends.
Duncan Trussell, you know.
Joey Diaz is a gem, just himself.
His newest one just released today. I haven't listened to it. I will tomorrow on Christmas no, or something, but
that guy's been he is a gym. He's, but that's for another podcast itself.
He's got that crazy fucking accent, that Brooklyn like accent. It's crazy, man.
It's also the amount of blow he's put up his nose. I don't think he has a septum in there anymore. Oh, I know so.
Really?
Definitely. Come on. Either I don't know. I'm just saying his voice sounds like it. Maybe not. Maybe just been like hit in the face too many times, but it he's seemed pretty fun New to York, say. Man. So he's, why not?
He's hardened. Who knows? He has this story about his stepdad fighting for his mom, and this police officer pulled him over or something. I'm probably going to get this wrong word for word, but at the end of it, he was getting into the police officer. Car and his stepdad, who's not a cop, came over and just beat the shit out of the cop. He's like, or no, not out of the cop, out of the guy who was trying to put him in jail, and he hit him behind the cop car. And he's like, no, you don't see nothing, you don't see nothing, and like was just kicking him in the face. And he's like, Joey was like, that's the first time I realized my dad was a badass, and he was really looking
right
because this guy it was for nothing charge. He like took his candy or something.
Oh, because
Joey was like 11 years old. It was
yeah, but wild. Cops back then in New York weren't the nicest either.
But his dad, or his stepdad, hit it and it was like, nah, you don't see nothing. And he just beat the living shit out of the guy, like to his like teeth pull out of his face and stuff. And Joey was just like, no big deal. I just that's Joey Diaz because he's hardened. Like he's a man.
Yeah, dude, he's hardcore, dude. That guy went to jail for, what was it? He kidnapped his own friend or something?
What?
We're talking about the same dude, right?
Joey Diaz,
like the big old guy
who's like,
yeah, dude, he went to jail. Yeah, dude, he went to jail for kidnapping his own friend or some shit, dude. Oh. Swear, dude, I swear. Yeah, if we're talking about the same dude, man, that guy's a huge blowhead. He robbed his friend and kidnapped him and then went to jail for robbing his friend.
Yeah, we're definitely talking. Look. We're talking about some guy. Joey Diaz,
right? Yeah, dude, he's the exact dude. He went to jail for kidnapping his own friend.
Awesome. He's one of the best
comedians
of all time.
He kidnapped his coke dealer or something at one point. Like,
there's Joe Rogan.
Kidnapped his ass. Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you should check that up. I'm not talking out of my ass right now. He literally looks like Joe Soprano. Like, you're Tony Soprano. Like, he literally looks like he'd be his, like, brother or something. But yeah, dude, no, that guy went to jail for like a good like a few years, dude, for kidnapping his own friend. Somebody like knew like really personally. Dude. And then the best part is this dude has such a set of balls, like a brass pair of balls, that he met the dude one time again and said sorry for like kidnapping you and putting you in my trunk, just like straight up. Yeah. Dude. I heard it. It was a stand up. I listened to his stand up, dude. It was a stand up on Netflix. Yeah, on Netflix. He said it on Netflix, man. He literally kidnapped some dude and then tried to apologize to him in his face. And the guy was like, bro, you put me in a trunk and like had me naked. Or like, don't quote me on that, but like you tried to murder me. Yeah.
Damn. Okay, so I got another good question. Sorry, this goes to interview real quick. I hate interviewing people. That's why we're not interviewing. We're just having a good time.
I like how you have like a full bar behind you on your desk, though. That's all right.
I set this up right before we got. I was literally just drinking a bunch. I was like, I gotta hydrate, so I'll get some water. I need a good chaser, so I got some kombucha, and then gotta have some vodka.
That's great. Anyway, go ahead with the interview. Wait, hold up. I need a bottle of water. My friend is right close to me.
Yeah, we gotta get that water. Oh.
Okay.
Merry Christmas again, man.
Fun Merry to have Christmas. You on here. On the yeah, show. Buddy, this is great.
It's kind of cool. We're going to do this more.
I feel absolutely. Like
we got a good chemistry here. What were you just saying?
I needed water.
Before that. Right before that,
we were talking about Joey Diaz. If you ask me what's in between that,
it was after that.
I can't remember, dude. That.
It was in between. It was in between Joey
Diaz. It was after the Joey Diaz, but before the water. I can't remember, dude.
It's okay. It's okay.
You wanted to interview me on something. You wanted to ask me a question.
Oh, interviewing shit. No, I haven't. That doesn't remind me at all, but no big deal.
You seemed like it did.
Just got to roll with the punches, man. What's on your mind? What's been like? All the way up in Canada, like Christmas time, 2020. Like, I'm gonna have you on here before, if we can do it, if we can make it happen before the new year.
Oh, we can do it.
I think we can.
100%. We can make it.
And we'll make this a whole different episode. But going into that, what's been on your mind, this holiday season, this year, like, really, like. A couple of, I know you're having kids. You were over there procreating. You and your wife got a fucking clan going on. Like,
yeah, it's honestly, dude, it's all right, man. It's lockdown sucks. I happen to be working for an essential company, so that also helps. I'm not, you know, but it does. A lot of my friends and stuff like that, man, they're not doing so well during Christmas right now, and it kind of sucks to see that. A lot of my friends are business owners and stuff like that that decided to go, I want to start my own company. And dude, at the beginning, I was like, hell yeah, let's do this. But like, shit, I didn't realize that, you know, going to school to become a logistics manager would pay off better than, you know, starting your own business at this point. And it kind of sucks for sure. But like this year itself, like, I don't even consider this a year. I just consider it going like, hey, January to March was great. And then it became 2021. Which yeah, also 2021
until for me, it didn't start.
You guys shouldn't worry about.
Good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, you guys should actually worry about that because, like, I know the drinking age is 21 down there, and like 2021, dude, 2020 was shit, dude. Now it can drink.
Oh, now it can drink. Damn, did you come up with that on your own? Because that's deep, and you're right. Oh, it's like you remember 2K.
You just lagged out so hard.
That's okay. Do you remember Y2K?
Oh yeah, definitely, man.
So now it's where now that was just when we were born. The Y2K was born. It didn't know anything, and now it's
no exactly. Now it can drink, dude.
And it can drink. That artificial intelligence is gonna be drinking. I just watched a movie called WALL-E. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's called a Disney
movie.
Dude,
I've seen that movie. That movie's old. Man.
It is. It's 12 years old, 2008 to be exact.
Yeah, but now that you watched it this year, it probably scared you.
Scared the shit out of me. And I had a lot of questions during throughout the movie. But artificial intelligence has taken over in 2000. The year Y2K, that was the year the AI was like, hey, snap, oh yeah, Thanos, we're taking over.
Exactly.
Slowly. And that's a good point. That's gonna really give people anxiety.
Yeah.
One. What are you talking about?
Sorry guys. Well, if it makes you feel any better, the legal drinking age here is 19, and it's all right.
Y'all aren't the U.S. man.
Well, our beer's stronger.
That's true. Canada's like,
I don't understand the laws behind that.
I don't either. Mexico's 16. Overseas in Europe, it's like if you can reach the bar.
I thought that, yeah.
You're just like, I'm here, I can reach it.
I think in Australia, if you could say the C word, you're pretty good.
The C word?
I'm not going to say it because it's offensive as heck over here.
You?
Australia. Yep, and then the next Tuesday. Yeah. Dude, that's just like an average slang in Australia. I feel like if you're old enough to say that, you could drink.
You shitting me?
I don't know, dude. I've never been to Australia. I'm just talking out of my ass right now. But
you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job, man.
Of talking out of my ass or?
No. About Australia.
No, I know. I'm pretty sure that's what it what's up. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure they have a low drinking age, dude. It's a tourist country. That's why a lot of tourist countries have lower drinking ages because it brings in tourists, right? If you could bring your 16-year-old kid to Cuba and he can drink, why wouldn't you go to Cuba instead of going to Florida? Because in Florida, he's a child. You have to babysit him.
You know, yeah. What are your thoughts on where I'm from? I'm from Hot Springs, Arkansas. We have 40,000 people that live here, but we get 5 to 6 million tourists on average a year that come through our state, our town in particular. It's weird because I've seen it. Like, if I weren't, I thank like my family all the time because I've seen so many different groups of people, like Asians, I've seen African American people. I've seen white people. I've seen white people from Africa. I've seen white people from Asia. Like all different kinds of groups of people. Because I've lived here. But we are a small town. We are very close-minded.
Okay, I have a question for you. If you didn't have the tourists that you did, do you think you would meet that different multicultural type of people that you've seen if you didn't have that tourist in your small town?
Not even
really. That's crazy to me, dude. Living in Canada, we're so multicultural. Like even me in school, like I came from a smaller white town, like whiter town, like, and even then, like there was still, we still had Asians, Indian kid, like there was very multicultural regardless, even though I was the majority. And then when I moved, dude, I literally moved four towns over and it was the complete opposite. I turned into the minority and there was multicultural outside of that. And that's just weird to me that if you didn't have tourists, you wouldn't even understood that growing up. But tourists are also a money maker for your town.
Thank God.
Right, which pay for taxes and which pay for taxes for your roads to be paved, or I don't know how your taxes work down there, but tourists is a big, big, big economy booster for whatever city or state you live in. And it helps out everybody. And it also clearly helped out you to find multi, you know what I mean? Like different aspects of the world that you could talk to and learn from, which you wouldn't have probably had.
Not everybody's that blessed to.
No, I never thought about it as that way though. Growing up, I always just thought, oh, everything. It's an interesting analogy. And it's not.
Take though, because I do believe Canada is a little bit more educated, a lot more educated. On average, I don't know the stats. We need to get like some stats on this, but on average, I believe Canada's more educated than the U.S. But you have less people.
That's because our government pays for us to go to the States or take school.
Less people. So how many people live in Canada? Do you know population of Canada?
I have no idea, dude. I know that there's like 3.5 million.
Can you hear her?
No.
Could you hear her?
Negative.
Hold on. What was that, Steven?
I couldn't hear her.
Oh, okay. That would make sense why it muted you. 37 million people live in Canada. 37,899.
That's not a lot.
No, we have that in California.
We also have more land than you do, too.
That's true.
Yeah, uninhabitable. Well, not uninhabitable, but, like, you know, just most people are just, like, not down with that. No, I
live in negative 20.
Like, all year round, though. Like, there's places, I've heard, like, there's places in Canada that, like, get, like, 6 months of darkness and 6 months of sun. Could you just imagine waking up for 6 months every day and it's dark out? And then, like, you try to go to sleep and you're like, oh, I wish I could sleep, but the sun is beaming right in my face at 2:30 in the morning.
I'll tell you, if that happened, I'd probably be an alcoholic.
Oh, definitely.
Like, I'd be like,
well, COVID's almost made me an alcoholic, so I wouldn't even worry about that. I already know I'd be an alcoholic if that was a problem.
I hear you, man. It's getting us all there. COVID is just...
Could you imagine... working like that? Sorry, working. Fully in the dark, like all day long. Mm-hmm. Like you wake up, it's dark, you go to sleep, it's dark. Well, I kind of get like that because it's like daylight savings time, but that's just nuts to me.
I like to think about putting myself in those situations. And one gem, if anybody's listening, I don't care if anybody's listening or not, but one gem of this, one cool thing about talking online is like, I can tell you things that I really believe that I'm going to do. And I do believe in the next few months, man, I'm going to join the military. I felt this calling to join and do something bigger. Like, I'm not trying to fight or anything, but like I'm trying to just have a team around me that we all have a goal. And this is something I'm really considering. I hate putting it out here early before I do it. Because if I don't do it,
no, I'll feel man, that's crap. Just.
But if I don't do it, I'll feel shitty, and so I'm.
Well, like, don't feel obligated though. That's just a thought. Don't feel obligated. Don't you feel put obligated. It out there though, because calling. You got a
magnetic connection. I'm like, drawn to do it.
You're also a really smart guy. Like, I don't help people that are listening. Don't think that hey, I'm going to be on the front line with a machine gun. Because let's be real here, Keaton, you're not going to be on the front line with a machine gun. You're too smart for that. But hey, there's also a lot of other things that the military needs that make everything go around, right? So hey, just because you're not on the front line doesn't mean that that dude sitting at a computer desk that's doing all the intel isn't helping the dude on the ground, because guess what? Without the intel, that guy's going in blind.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Just saying.
I appreciate that.
I really thank you. You know what? I'm going to have a really great Christmas, and I just really hope all the gifts to me are really sweet and makeup filled, and you know, just all the things I need. Jennifer,
what'd you ask for?
Me?
Yeah. You're a gamer, aren't you?
Me a little bit. I played one game, and that's basically a PC Well, my phone really now, but like it, I'm old. I play one game. I've been playing it since I was like a child, and I'm not very proud of it. It's kind of like my dirty obsession.
Can I send you this? Does this work for you? Like,
honestly, I give it to somebody else, dude.
Cool. I mean, it's a good game card.
No,
I've been waiting to like give it.
No, it totally is. It totally is. It totally is, bro. But like, that wouldn't work. Not like that, man. I'm sure somebody else.
I like to, but. It's just, you know, you get a little bit older, you don't have time. I think there's eventually going to be a balance between gaming and like work to where it's almost cohesive in a way. I've seen too many sci-fi movies like where there was a game about being a mom. It's like you got to get your kids in the car on time.
Sims.
Well, Sims was the first, but there's been movies that have.
Sounds like it, though.
I'm trying to think of the actual movie title that was.
Hopefully, yeah, I was going to say, let me know. I'd watch it. Oh, no, you're good. I could hear you.
What's got your attention, by the way, before we get off of here? We've been on. I love that we can talk on it, like, about fucking.
We could just literally talk all night. It wouldn't even matter. But yeah, it's almost Christmas.
That's why you got to get on here.
And Santa's somewhere. I'm sure he's probably around.
He's here.
Give him a check. I'll show you.
Where are you, Santa? Oh, shit. There he is. I see, this is what I don't get. I'm going to share.
Now, where is he? Like South Africa?
I'm going to share.
Spain. He's in Spain.
No. He's in Dallas. He's fucking in.
Where the hell did you just go?
I'm right here.
Where'd you just go?
You see me?
You just kicked me out? No. You're Gonzo.
Nah, you're good.
Oh, I can't see you. Oh, there you are. Okay, we're good. Oh, now wait, why did he go backwards?
No, he went to Dallas. Can you hear me?
Oh, never mind. Yeah, okay, I can see it now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know why he went backwards, crazy bastard.
Dude, that's messed up.
He's traveled a long ways.
And dude, why Santa blue, bro?
I think it's just purple. That's his like crown. That's the back of him. Look, the back of him.
I didn't know Santa had a cape.
No, that's not the back of him because I see eyes.
No, dude, he's a Smurf.
Hey, I'm gonna let you get on to Christmas with your family.
All right, buddy. I'll let you go too. I hope you have a good night. It was really good podcast that we got going here. We should do it again sometime, big guy.
Absolutely, man. Trying to get out. All right. Hey, take it easy. Give me a holler here in the next few days. Merry Christmas and wish your family, you guys, all the best, man. You rock that mustache like a motherfucking dog. Dude, keep doing it.
I literally just looked at it. I was like, bro, I got to trim this. He said something about the mustache.
Rock it, brother. Tell your wife.
All right, I will.
Keaton said I could rock it and I'll make 1 million followers. Do it.
Dude, the worst is my wife says, yeah, keep rocking the mustache too.
Hell yeah. Merry freaking Christmas. Love you, man. All the way from the United States of America. All
right, buddy. Yeah, man. All right, love you too, buddy. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas from Canada.
Let's talk before New Year. Get a good
absolutely, best buddy. Of the best we'll do another one
episode. All right, see you, brother.
We should. All right, later, brother.